Welcome to Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Jennifer Eisenhuth. She's a respiratory therapist here at Lake Region Healthcare, and she's joining us today to give us some tips on keeping our lungs healthy, especially during this season of coughs and colds and respiratory infections. Mm-hmm. So couldn't be more timely. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we get into the topic, though, I'd like to just give our listeners a little bit more information about you. Tell us about your role at Lake Region Healthcare, how long you've been here, what other experiences you've had as a respiratory therapist.
Yeah, great. So I have been doing this for 29 years.
Wow.
It's crazy how time flies.
Yeah.
I'm currently the respiratory care supervisor. I've been at Lake Region for 25.
Wow.
And again, I've been a therapist for 29, so I started out, I went to school at NDSU. NDSU has a fabulous program for respiratory therapy. They put us through an intern, at that time it was Merit Care, and then I just started out working right there for about 3.5 years at Merit Care. And then I went to, I moved to Minneapolis, and I worked at Minneapolis Children's for about 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back to my hometown, Fergus Falls.
Yeah.
So I've been with Lake Region since, 2000, I think it was.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we are lucky to have mm-hmm. you, and nice to be in your hometown as well, I'm sure.
Yes.
Like I mentioned, we're in the heart of respiratory virus season. What are the most common respiratory illnesses we see in our area?
So right now is very busy. I'm sure people have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're seeing a lot of influenza, more specifically like influenza A.
Okay.
We're seeing RSV, rhinovirus, and COVID are the main respiratory mm-hmm. diseases that we're seeing for patients that are coming in.
And like you said, probably a lot of our listeners having experienced one or more of those, either with themselves or someone else, and if not now, at some point in their life. But some people are definitely at an increased risk of getting severely ill. Can you tell us a little bit more about those risk factors? Who are the people that really need to take some extra precautions when it comes to their respiratory health?
Sure. So risk factors can be like patients, people that have like core morbidities. Example being like they have like lung disease, COPD already, emphysema, asthma, even diabetes, heart disease, you know, some cancers,
mm-hmm.
If their immunity is low.
Mm-hmm.
But those are a lot of the patients that we see that are very much prone to it. And you might not have any of those core morbidities. You could have be a normal, healthy person,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And you still could get knocked down with one of these infections.
Definitely can still get them
mm-hmm.
and get severely ill.
Yep.
But oftentimes those conditions make them much more likely to perhaps end up in the hospital or need some extra care. We've heard especially about RSV in the last few years
mm-hmm.
and especially the risk to children. Let's talk a little bit about what parents maybe should know about those risks and what they can do to help prevent RSV in their children. And I'm even hearing about RSV in adults.
I know. It's crazy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, anything where, you know, washing your hands, number one, washing your hands, disinfect, trying to stay away from large crowds. Obviously, if you're not feeling well or your child is not feeling well, you know, maybe stay home.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in some cases, vaccinations do help
mm-hmm.
and wearing masks does help.
Mm. It's
not saying that you're not going to get it, but
right.
I do believe that those are some things that you could do to help.
That cut down on the
yes.
transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about kind of what to look for? You know, your child has a cold. What are some of the red flags that maybe this is actually more than just a cold and I should bring them to see a doctor?
So high fevers that you can't really get down with, like, say, Tylenol alternating with maybe Aleve or Advil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, runny nose, a lot of, like, wheezy.
Mm.
If they hear some noise, coughing,
mm-hmm.
You know, thick secretions. I think of when I hear of RSV, If they're really struggling, right? Uh-huh. They're struggling to breathe, like their respiratory rate is a little bit higher.
Yep.
If they're really trying to work hard when they're taking that breath in, mm-hmm. I think those are some common symptoms mm-hmm. that I would definitely like, you know, I'm gonna go in mm-hmm. to either the clinic or walk-in clinic or, mm-hmm. you know, if it gets to the point where you have to go into the ED, you mm-hmm. know, yeah.
Yeah, good tips. Let's talk a little bit more about how our lungs work and how you as a respiratory therapist or doctors measure their health. One of the tools I know that's used is called a pulmonary function test or a PFT. I hear that word a lot. Tell us more about what that is.
So a PFT is a maneuvers that we do to help diagnose, okay? We're diagnosing either like COPD, which is like emphysema, asthma. We can do different maneuvers. We can choose obstructive versus restrictive diseases in the lung. And what we do with that is we have them breathe through a mouthpiece, and then we instruct them to do different maneuvers like taking a big breath in and blasting it out. And so we're checking those different maneuvers and the values of that. And okay. from there, the doctor will read it, interpret it, and decide if, you know, what, if it's a normal pulmonary function test or if there's some restrictive, is there some obstruction, and whatnot.
Okay. So it's a diagnostic tool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It will, help.
Yeah.
When would a doctor order a PFT? What would be something that would trigger that to happen?
So say a patient comes into the doctor, I've had this cough for like 3 weeks. I've been wheezing. I've been really short of breath when I go up the stairs. Mm. Something normal, not normal for mm-hmm. me. So that's something that they would, amongst other tests, maybe an x-ray, maybe. But that would be something that, you know what, let's do a pulmonary function test because I want to see where your lung volumes are and mm-hmm. see if there's anything going on. So mm-hmm. that's something to maybe rule out mm-hmm. if there's something going on.
Mm-hmm. What about, say my doctor has ordered me a PFT test. What should I expect? Are there things I need to do to prepare, or I really just sure. show up and be ready to breathe?
So when my scheduler, when we call the schedule, we always, we just kind of go over a little bit over the phone. And if a patient is on like inhalers, some medicines for their lungs, mm-hmm. we usually have them hold them. And basically they'll come in, they'll be sitting in a chair and breathing through a mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we'll be doing different maneuvers like big breath in, blast it out, hold mm-hmm. your breath. So yeah, that's basically what the maneuvers are. And it's pretty easy. I know a lot of people get kind of overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm super nervous. But it's nothing to be nervous about. It's really easy mm-hmm. testing and it doesn't hurt. It's mm-hmm. painless and uh-huh. and yeah.
That's reassuring. Mm-hmm. There's also something called pulmonary rehab that's offered yeah. at Lake Region Healthcare. Tell us more about what that is and when a person might find that something that's recommended for them.
So pulmonary rehab we have at Lake Region Healthcare. It's across the street. It's at Mel Center. Mm-hmm. And we do that Tuesdays and Thursdays. So basically, if a provider feels that their patient would benefit from that, they would either order it. Or if we're doing a pulmonary function test and see that, you know, this patient maybe would benefit from this. And what it is patients that have like lung disease, okay, COPD, emphysema, asthma, you know, pulmonary fibrosis, anything with that. And we have been seeing also people that have had lingering effects from COVID. Mm. So, you know, they're just shortness of breath, they're mm-hmm. coughing, they can't go up to the mailbox and because they're short of breath. So we over there, RTs, respiratory therapists, we would just help them, educate them mm-hmm. on how to exercise with how different breathing techniques, educate them on their inhalers, their medications, make sure they're doing them correctly. Mm-hmm. All of that are some things that we would do. Helping them to get more educated on their mm-hmm. lung disease and have a better quality of life.
Right. Be able to better manage
yes.
And use their lungs to their fullest capacity,
right.
maybe
yeah.
despite their disease.
Mm-hmm.
You talked a little bit about prevention. What are the top lines of defense that you recommend? Washing hands was the first one that came out with RSV, probably among the top things. Are there others?
Well, I just strongly encourage washing hands and, you know, disinfection of things like, say, you have a toddler that's, you know, toys, or it's so hard. And, you know, some people say, oh, you know, you shouldn't be, like, getting so close. But it's so hard when you have, like, little ones.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, just, again, like, not going out and about when you're not feeling well. Just kind of seclude yourself a little bit and just stay home until it passes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, cover your cough.
Yes, cover your cough.
Stay home when you're sick.
Stay home when you're sick. Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah.
And you mentioned masking too.
Yeah,
There are instances where it really can help cut down on the spread of respiratory infections.
Mm-hmm.
Even though maybe some of us have some not so pleasant memories of how much we had to wear them during COVID. I think it's important to reinforce that there is a time and a place where they're really helpful.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners this morning about respiratory therapy, about, you know, what we can do for our lung health?
Right. On top of everything we've talked about and what I do, there are some other things I wanted to mention. We also are huge educators about COPD, not just with pulmonary rehab, but in asthma education, you know, and tobacco cessation.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we do if somebody is trying to maybe quit with tobacco. We do a lot of that stuff. And another side note, too, we do sleep studies. Here at Lake Region Healthcare, we contract with a company out of Fargo. It's called Winmar. But sleep health is so important too. And as a respiratory therapist, I promote that is very important. Sleep health is good. And, you know, coming in and getting tested if you need a CPAP or not.
Those are all such great resources. Mm-hmm. If you have asthma or COPD, being just that education on how to manage it, the best quality of life, help to quit smoking, sleep tests to help improve quality of sleep. Those are all excellent. How does someone connect with you for those resources? Does it have to come from a referral from the doctor, or can they reach out directly? What's the process?
Yes. So yes, that is something that they would have to talk to their provider.
Okay.
And you know, hey, I'm interested in this. What do you think? And so, yes, they would have to write an order for us to be for us to see them.
Okay.
Yep.
But good to know that that's something to be proactive
about.
Ask your provider if asthma education or smoking cessation assistance or a sleep study might be helpful to you.
Right.
And the respiratory therapy team here is ready to help.
Right.
Well, before we close, I always like to ask my guests if you had one health tip you could share with our listeners before you leave. What would your tip be?
One tip. Again, I stress, just educate. It's like, you can get an appointment to come to me or, you know, go to your provider or whatnot. I strongly encourage just educate yourself about your disease. Say you're newly diagnosed with asthma. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's out there, or obviously reach out to us and get an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But just educating yourself about your triggers if you're an asthmatic, and then you know, and anything to try to keep you out of the ED, and that's miserable, and getting admitted, and you're not home in your own bed, and you're just feeling icky anyways.
Right.
I strongly encourage just educating yourself about, you know, what's going on with you and your lung disease and your inhalers, making sure you're using them correctly.
Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, totally.
And what a great resource for education, you and the team at Lake Region Healthcare's Respiratory Therapy Department are. Thanks for all you do and for sharing some of that wisdom and information with us this morning.
Right. Thank you, Katie.
Absolutely. Jen Eisenhuth, respiratory therapist at Lake Region Healthcare's respiratory therapy team, ready to help with when you need it, in those acute times of illness, but also with prevention and education for asthma and COPD and sleep studies and smoking cessation. So glad to have that resource here, and thanks for your time this morning on Apple a Day.
Thank you.
Jen Eisenhuth and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.